All right, let's get right to it. By the way, Adam Carter in for Chad. Chad had to take the day off today. Happy to be here, especially with the big news. So let's get right to it. As we heard all morning long and just in the news there, Governor Walz signing an executive order that directs the DNR and the Minnesota PCA to stop new environmental reviews, permitting, and leasing work for non-ferrous mining projects up near the Boundary Waters. Let's get our guy Tom Hauser right in here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tom, thanks for the time. Has this been anticipated that he was going to do something like this? Had you heard that this was in the works?
Yes, it was anticipated as soon as Congress passed the law. And you may recall, even earlier than that, April of 25, I think it was, President Trump had a similar executive order that was eventually codified by Congress. And we knew all along that the state could step in and put in a roadblock. I know, and you could hear that little bit of sound from Governor Walz in your open about the fight for the future of the Boundary Waters is over. It's not nearly over.
Right.
It's been, as you know, been going on for decades, and it will go on decades more, depending on, of course, who our next governor is. Another governor, a Republican, say, for instance, could come in and reverse what Governor Walz just did. But it was already looking at a years-long process at a minimum, and now this just delays it even further.
That's what I was going to ask you. Essentially, this is just more delay tactics, and the governor's smarter than that. He obviously knows that this isn't the end of the discussion at all. So merely more wrenches in the cogs, so to speak.
Absolutely. And even if the governor had not taken this step, and by the way, the important thing about his step is the federal law requires that the state give its approval and participate in the environmental impacts. And if the state does not give its approval and does not even participate in that, the project mining up there can't go on. So it is, but even if the governor had not taken this step, we were looking at a decade, maybe more, before there was going to be any even start of mining up in that area.
The blowback is obvious from the usual people, but this is mining is bipartisan, especially for the DFLers who represent that area, and they were quick to rebuke this move today, too.
Yeah, because you've got two sides of this. It's not necessarily just Republican versus Democrat. It's people who want to protect the environment. It's people who think it means jobs and it helps the economy. And sometimes those people can be in each party.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Republicans who want to protect the environment and help the economy. And the same thing with Democrats. It's just a question of how do you do that?
You mentioned the next governor, what the next governor may do. And that raises a very difficult question for Amy Klobuchar. She's kind of remained mum on it so far. She was on with Kathy Werza this morning when the news broke, and she said she'd have to look into it. It kind of puts her in a tough spot, does it not?
Yeah, it does. On the other hand, maybe not so difficult, given it was a Republican Congress and a Republican president who have been pushing for this. And it has a lot to do with the economy, especially in that important 8th congressional district. It's an important part of the electorate for both Democrats and Republicans. So nothing is really easy on this issue. But for Democrats, for the majority of Democrats, it's not difficult to say we want to protect the areas that are most directly close to the Boundary Waters.
You mentioned the further delay. I would imagine that there'll be lawsuits as a result of this. Are we already seeing that happening, or what can we anticipate to be the next steps from the people who oppose this move?
Yeah, there could be lawsuits, but again, those could take years.
Right.
It's an executive order from the governor. Those are not easy to overturn. You've seen President Trump issue multiple executive orders. Some have been challenged and the challengers have won. Others have languished in the courts. It's hard to say where this will go, but no matter what happens, there is not going to be mining in the areas that they're talking about for many years to come.
Talking to Tom Hauser, he's on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline from KSTP Channel 5. For folks like me who feel like this type of governance isn't really what's intended, where whether it's the president or in this case now the governor essentially doing end-arounds of the legislative process to make these executive orders, am I right to feel wrong about that, or is this simply something that the governor says, look, I've got legal right to do this, therefore I think this is an important enough issue to do that?
Well, I think he looks at it as the president and Congress doing an end around the state of Minnesota by passing this law and the president's previous executive order to begin with that kind of started this whole process. So it is within his right to do it. Did he need to do it? Not necessarily in terms of, you know, the state still has, they could do their environmental review and then say, because of the results of this review, say no, and then it wouldn't happen anyway. But this just further delays that process because now the state review really can't even happen.
There's been many accusations, primarily from the right, that this is Governor Walz, whose time is almost over, and that he's a lame duck, and this is simply a political move just to thumb his nose at the Trump administration and those who want mining. Are they wrong?
Probably, because this is a step the governor would have taken if it was the fourth year of his first term. If he felt that the Republican Congress and the Republican president were doing something that he believes most Minnesotans are opposed to, whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. I do know we may add this to our next survey about where do people stand. It's been a while since we've surveyed opinion on mining, but that may be something that we will do to get an idea of where Minnesotans stand on this. Again, the environmentalists versus those who think this would be a big boost to the economy in northern Minnesota.
Annie Malort, where you are right now? Are you in driving distance of a Chicago handshake, a Malort, and an old style?
No, I'm on my way into the station. I will give you a little preview of what we got coming up at 6.
Yes.
We do have our first general election survey since the primaries. Now, you know, on the primary election results, especially on the Flanagan-Craig thing that we had as a dead heat, and it ended up being Flanagan by 20, which really nobody saw coming. And primaries are notoriously difficult to survey. Survey USA has a pretty good track record on general elections where it's not a question of trying to drill down to who's going to actually show up for a primary and are they going to vote in the Democratic or the Republican primary. This is more straightforward, and we will have our results tonight in the governor's race, the Senate race, and the attorney general's race. And I can tell you, two of the three really couldn't get much closer. One of them is not. Can't tell you any more than that, but we'll...
Come on. Just spill the beans. Nobody's listening. Just give the numbers right now.
And then we'll have our first results tomorrow in the state auditors and secretary of state races, because as you know, Republicans haven't won any of these statewide races in 20 years.
Yep.
And this year, so far, in 4 out of the 5, they've got a they've got an even chance at this point. Now, again, this is a snapshot. These polls are not predictions. They just tell you where things stand at any given time. And right now, they're in the hunt.
Let me just say, before I let you go, on that note, because we heard it after last week, where you were right, the polls showed Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan neck and neck, but it was a blowout. And for the people who say, you can't trust these polls, these polls are way off and they continue to be, what's your defense of that?
Well, and polling is getting more and more difficult because not as many people use landlines, which was an easy way to get a hold of people. Now you have to get them on their tablets and their phones, and I know a lot of pollsters across the country, it's not just here, have been saying they've got to work in a way to find more older voters who often are not on their tablets or their iPhones, and it's harder to get to their landlines if they still have landlines. So they're working on that. But keep in mind, primaries are a lot more difficult, especially an open primary state. And our previous polling results have been pretty close to the actual results at the end of an election. Now, this year, again, with fewer and fewer people having landlines, could that change? Maybe. But I think you'll see some consistency in our results that show they are clearly not skewed one way or another. And you'll just have to see, and then we'll know more in early November how good the polling is. But primary polling, way different than general election polling. So we're hoping for better, more accurate snapshots in the general election.
So just repeat again, the top, so you have three of the top offices, right? That two out of the three are very close. Can you just reiterate what that is? Because we'll do a little guessing game later in the show.
Tonight we have Senate, Gov, and Attorney General. We'll have those three tonight. And two out of the three, very competitive right now. And remember, it's only August, so things are going to change. We've only begun to see the general election wave of TV ads and internet ads and everything else. So a lot of this can and will change between now and November. Plus, we haven't had any general election debates yet. Those still have an impact on people when they get to see them side by side, especially if you can get them statewide on television in prime time, which we're trying to do at Hubbard Broadcasting. And we'll see how that all pans out as this campaign season unfolds.
Excellent. Tom, thank you for jumping on with us at the start. We appreciate it, my friend.
Okay, Adam. Talk to you later.
Tom Hauser from KSTP Channel 5. We'll get to the mining issue again later. Arnie Carlson, who's been extremely vocal against mining, against the Walz administration, against all lawmakers who he says have been shills for the mining companies. We'll get his reaction to what the governor did. That's coming up at 1:08. But let's stick with that. So three polls that are going to be released tonight at 6, the attorney general's race, the governor's race, and the U.S. Senate race. Hauser says two out of those three are extremely close. So which one isn't? 651-461-9226 out of those three races, U.S. Senate, governor, and Minnesota attorney general, which of those three is not close? 651-461-9226. Your reaction, my reaction, Dave's reaction, our guesses, that's coming up next on CCL.